On this morning's Press Pass, a closer look at two Buffalo efforts looking to build their base in the food business. One is experimenting with a unique way to build a better burger. But first, Buffalo Rising contributing editor Dan Coughlin tells us about a growing entity producing a special ingredient for area chefs. It's called Flat 12 Mushrooms.
Flat 12 is an area company started by Rob Giannata, and they supply and produce mushrooms for area restaurants.
Okay.
So local chefs all around, they need to order their product, and Flat 12 provides a service of being able to offer more quality mushrooms because it's so close to the restaurants themselves, and able to do that, deliver them same day, all that stuff.
Where's his facility right now?
His facility right now is on Mason Street, right off Niagara.
But he's going to be moving into, or he's going to be expanding.
Correct. He just worked with developer Rocco Termini to open up a new facility on Chandler Street. He'll be able to increase his production at least fourfold. Conservatively, yes. Doing at least 300 pounds a week, he can see himself producing upwards of 1,000 pounds of mushrooms a week at this new place.
1,000 pounds of mushrooms.
Correct.
And there's enough demand for this.
Apparently. Yes. People are going out, eating. There's a lot of new restaurants you see opening up, and they want to work with the best ingredients that especially somebody local can provide, and he can do that for them.
That's his reputation?
Correct.
We're going to talk about another place now that is not necessarily a retail effort just yet. It's called Protein Responsibly.
Protein Responsibly was started by two engineering students at the University of Buffalo, Anish Kirtain, who's a master's student, and Abdul Rahman Hasabala, who is a PhD candidate currently. Over their conversations, you know, being in the same classes together, they realized they had a common interest in producing a product that can meet and combat a lot of challenges presented by climate change.
Okay.
In their classes, they learned that beef production is a major source of carbon emissions in the world. And they thought, we don't have anything against beef, but why not present a palatable alternative that people can add to the plate every single week? So they produced this burger out of insects, using insects, which is sustainable, carbon neutral, and they brought on undergraduate student Olivia Bergner to help manage the business aspect of things. And since they've started, they've gotten recognition internationally as well as within their school for what their efforts have been bringing forth.
So we have a burger made of bugs. How about you, Dan? Did you get a chance to try one of these burgers?
I did, and I could say that it was delicious. They produce it from a mealworm base, which they have shipped in from Colorado. It's from a farm. The mealworms are approved by the FDA for human consumption, so they're okay to eat. I mean, if you just pop the mealworms out of a bag and eat it, they taste like sunflower seeds, to be honest. Like, they're very fine.
What are the plans for Protein Responsibly?
Well, it's very possible that Protein Responsibly could be coming to a plate near you in the future.
Okay.
With the way they've been going, they actually recently placed in an international competition, the World's Challenge Challenge, and they actually, I think they got third place in it. They won some seed money to be able to focus more on the business aspect of things. I mean, these guys are full-time students.
Right.
And in between, you know, a PhD project, they're also making time for this venture that they're working on. When they leave school, they want to be leading with more than just a degree, and they have a great start here with this business. In the future, they're hoping as it scales up and demand increases as they keep increasing exposure to their product, that they can hopefully someday make a food truck or something like that.
All right. Okay. And, of course, they can also find out more by looking for your piece at Buffalo Rising.
Correct.
From Buffalo Rising, Dan Coughlin with us this morning. Dan, thanks for joining us on Press Pass.
Thanks for having me.